This is our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to our Pastimes Podcast presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Wednesday, August 3rd, and today is the day that baseball was unanimously voted back into the Olympic program. Celebration could be heard throughout the USA Baseball offices here in Durham, North Carolina, and we cannot wait to be a part of the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan. Coming up on today's show, an update from our two national teams currently traveling abroad, a recap of the collegiate national team's Cuba series victory, and a preview of next week's American Elite Baseball Championship broadcasts, the start of the 2016 NTIS. First, let's see what's leading off. The 15U national team is in Japan for the WBSC U15 Baseball World Cup, looking to get a gold medal at the World Cup for the first time in program history. And they've gotten off to a perfect start, 5-0 through the opening round, outscoring their opponents 65-7 in those games. Nelson Berkwich, Justin Campbell, Zachary Martinez, and Joseph Naranjo have each pitched at least 4 innings thus far, and none have allowed an earned run to this point. 8 hits, 6 runs scored, and 4 RBIs from Cade Doty, who is batting an impressive 6-15 in 5 games, plus Carter Young's team leading 8 RBIs, and the speed on the base paths between Anthony Volpe and Josiah Dixon, who have each stolen 5 bases and combined for 13 runs scored, has led Team USA at the plate. The 15U national team will face Cuba on Thursday at 12:30 a.m. Eastern, Japan at 5 a.m. Eastern on Friday, and Colombia at 12:30 a.m. Eastern on Saturday in the Super Round. All three of those games will be streamed live on the WBSC YouTube channel. Japan and USA are the lone teams to carry over an undefeated record from the opening round, both going 5-0 in their separate groups. They will begin the Super Round 2-0. Cuba and Panama each carry over a 1-1 record, and Colombia and Venezuela would carry over an 0-2 record into that Super Round. The top two teams after three games will face off in the gold medal game on Sunday. The 12U national team is also an international competition in Mexico for the COPABE U12 Pan American Championships, and they are a dominating force so far, 5-0 through their opening five games. It took one inning for Team USA to score its first 16 runs of the tournament against Argentina. Kai Caranto, Brandon Barriera, and Marcos Rosales each homered in the win and on the mound. Tyler Avery, Christopher Cinta, and Owen Egan each pitched an inning of no-hit ball before the mercy rule was put into effect with a 21 lead through three innings and a Team USA no-hit win. Game 2 went much of the same way against Honduras, with 11 runs crossing the plate in the first and 10 more coming in between the second and third innings to put Team USA above the mercy rule threshold. Brandon Barriera, Ryder Douglas, and Aiden Miller each completed another 3 no-hit innings to keep the no-hit win streak alive, and Millam, Caranto, Carson Bowen, and Nathan Aguilar each homered in the 21-0 win. Nicaragua broke the Team USA no-hit streak, but not the mercy win streak, as the 12U national team settled for a 17-7 victory in Game 3. Mason Neville threw the final scoreless inning in the fifth with a pair of strikeouts, adding to his tremendous day at the plate, where he went 3-for-3 with a double, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. Tyler Avery brought back the no-hitter action in Game 4 against Brazil, who was up to that point 4-0 in the tournament. He threw 3 innings to start the game and struck out 8 batters and homered at the plate. Dawson Campbell threw the final 2 innings before the 16-0 run rule shortened game ended with another Team USA win. And finally today, the U.S. faced their toughest test yet. A hard-fought, complete 7-inning game against Panama in which they won 12-9. Panama scored first, but it was the only lead they would hold as Team USA scored in every inning they came to bat. We're going to take a quick break, but up next we'll look at the finish to the collegiate national team summer. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. We're back on our Pastimes podcast presented by USA Baseball. After a long summer of traveling across continents, the Collegiate National Team's 2016 campaign has come to a close with an historic series victory. They were all tied up against Cuba with two wins each heading into Game 5 last week. The Collegiate National Team had lost this friendship series in all their stops in Cuba each of the past two times, falling 3-2 in 2012 and going 0-5 in 2014. But this time they claimed that series-clinching win in Game 5 behind some eighth-inning heroics. Tanner Houck started the game for Team USA, allowing just one run in 3 2/3 innings. That run gave Cuba a lead, but Jaron Kendall tied the game at 1 with an RBI groundout in the 6th. Fresno State's Ricky Tyler Thomas went the remaining 5 1/3 innings of the game, allowing just two hits and striking out four batters. He kept Cuba off the board, and then in the 8th inning, Keston Hiura came to bat in a pinch-hit appearance and gave Team USA the lead and series win with a solo homer. It capped off the Collegiate National Team's summer tour that spanned four different countries. The team finished with an 11-7-1 overall record, with Brendan McKay leading the way at the plate with a .326 batting average. Hiura led the team with his three home runs. Jaron Kendall had a team-leading 14 RBIs, 10 extra base hits, and 5 stolen bases. And leadoff man TJ Friedl led the team with 10 runs scored. On the pitching side, UNC's JB Bukauskas pitched 21 2/3 innings in 6 appearances and sported a 0.00 ERA with just one unearned run, the lone blemish on his stat line. He also tied for the team lead in strikeouts with 21 alongside Ricky Tyler Thomas and Alex Fido, who did so in just 16 innings pitched. Fido led the team in wins, going 3-0 in his 4 starts and allowed just one unearned run. So congratulations on an excellent summer campaign in 2016 for the Collegiate National Team. We'll close out today's show right after this. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. That's going to do it for us today on our Pastimes podcast. Remember, next week, the American Elite Baseball Championship comes to Cary, North Carolina. It's the first stop of the 2016 National Team Identification Series, and you can catch the action at the National Training Complex, or some of the games will be streamed live on usabaseball.com. Yours truly will be on the call for two games each on Wednesday and Thursday, and the MLB.com crew will be coming in to call the weekend games Friday through Sunday. Thank you all very much for listening to today's show. I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.